blessing to be in this fellowship with God's people and also with God the Father, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. In them we find comfort and peace and joy. What a day. We listen to the voices of many, many people all over the world today. I hear, and we talk with many, and we hear the voice of confusion, the voice of fear as to what is happening, and some are asking for a miracle. But I'd like you to know, friends, that I'm going to just repeat the chorus of a song which is well known. It took a miracle. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to put the sun and the moon in place. It took a miracle to make the birds, the flowers, whirl the plants. And it took a miracle of love and grace shown to all mankind, especially mercy. We are so thankful for that wonderful miracle, because mercy is given to all generations. And so today we are thanking God for that wonderful miracle when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The Word of God tells us over in John, which I love so much, it in so plain language, God is light. John couldn't say it any better. But then the Word of God tells us also in John's Gospel, I just quoted from First Epistle of John, God is light. John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave. I spoke of love and grace and mercy. Yes, friends, God in his love and his mercy and his grace has shown us that tremendous miracle. Oh, what a wonderful miracle it is that he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for each and every one. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have. I like that word all so much. And I see it all over the Bible. Yes, he loves all the world. And he gave us that beautiful gift, his only begotten Son, that all of us can have everlasting life if we would only embrace his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who says he too is the light of the world. Anyone walking in darkness means that you're not walking with God or with the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of God. And I would encourage each and every one today, as you would hear the word, that you would embrace the love of God and walk with him so that you will walk in light and not in darkness. World today is in darkness, spiritual darkness. And I have no fear in saying the world, because the scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we find today in most nations of this world today that we are all living in have turned their backs upon God, who is the God of light, the creator of all things. He is our eternal Father. It's his wonderful name.
Yes, yes.
His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, says he is the light. He has been with the Father from the beginning. Yes. And we are so happy to embrace His Son as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself speaking to the multitudes along with His disciples in Matthew chapter 5. He says that we who are called by His name, children of God, we are the salt of the earth, which means that we have a job to prepare this world that is rotten. If you read the Word of God in Genesis chapter 6, you hear and read words as corruption and wickedness and violence and evil continually. And Jesus Himself, the Son of God, says, in the last days, we would see all these things because men have turned away from God. I must hurry today. There is so much to talk about, but I want you to hear the importance of this portion of Scripture. It's a beautiful portion of Scripture. As God is speaking to Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem, and He's speaking to us today as well, because He's not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. Here we are studying from a book that continues to remind us that God loves us. He always cares for us. And so we find there are many, many promises and projection in Isaiah, which we're going to be looking at today. But then, friends, I want you to know that when we turn to Isaiah chapter 9, we see here the Word of God tells us something which is a little bit frightening. But after I read that, I want to take you to the beginning of Isaiah. Listen what the Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2. Isn't this sad? The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. What a promise. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. What a comforting words. What a comforting word, friends. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. Yes, we have seen the sun, the moon, the star. Yes, they are given by God of light. We have enjoyed this, and we enjoy His Son, who again says that He is light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus has been with His Heavenly Father from the beginning. They both are eternal, along with the blessed Holy Spirit. And we are so glad today that we have an eternal Father who cares for all. He gives good gifts. Praise His name. Yes. As the songwriter says, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all that He has done. Today, friends, those of us who are called children of God, we are so thankful for His love and for His grace and for His mercies. And we are hearing and reading from this wonderful book, which is called The Projection of the Coming of Jesus, the Messianic Prophet. As I continue to project and to tell us what would come to pass. And praise God, His word was true. We find everything that He has said in the book of Isaiah has come to pass in the Gospels.
Yes.
Praise his name. And we today are rejoicing, and we are talking to a people today that are walking in darkness. Why? Because they have rejected the creator of the heavens and the earth, one who made man and woman in his own image and in his own likeness. And so we must understand that we must serve God in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds and our strength. Now, we are reading the book of Isaiah, a prophet, a servant of God, who was in a backslidden state. He was called to serve Judah. There were four kings that reigned over that nation. But then Isaiah fell into a backslidden state. It says here, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, yes, friends, which he was troubled. He was in a backslidden state. God decided to raise him up again. It's a wonderful thing to be a servant of God. Yes. It's a wonderful thing. When we hear one, a servant of God, who is found in a backslidden state, confesses his sins, we find that God always have, the word of God says, his right hand outstretched to embrace you again. And this we see here with Isaiah. After confessing his failures in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, says Isaiah. He is testifying now. He says here, above it stood the cherubims. Each one had six wings between. He covered his face. And with twain he covered his feet.
Yes.
Isaiah is saying what he saw.
Yes.
Look at verse 3. And one cried unto another and said, and I like that, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth, not a part. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Today, friends, I want you to understand that we serve a God who have eyes to see and ears to hear and lips to speak. He has hands and he has feet. He's not an idol. Idols are dumb. They are statues. But the God that we serve raised his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead. God that we serve spoke and there was light. God that we are serving today is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And here is Isaiah seeing the glory of God. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Yes, friends, the God that we serve is a God of hosts. He has a mighty army. Yes, there is no army. We find that the nations of this world continue to boast and to spend millions of dollars to show how mighty they are. But the Lord is a Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full with his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, friends. When you see God, Jesus himself said, if you see me, you have seen the Father. Praise his name. I am the express image of the Father. And if we embrace the Lord Jesus Christ and friends, we're supposed to see the glory of God. Here is Isaiah in his baptismal state. God is revealing to him because he's now repenting of his sins. The Word of God says that he saw the glory of God, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, says Isaiah, this is what he's saying, and this is what the world needs to know today. Isaiah confessed, woe is me, he said, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Yes, and I will in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He is living among a people. Here is a prophet in a backslidden state. He's now saying that the people to whom he was called to serve is in a backslidden state too, because he is in a backslidden state. One, and two, the kings. The Word of God tells us, friends, that Isaiah served four kings. Think of that.
Yes.
Four kings that have driven a nation into sin. They have turned their backs upon a righteous God. They have turned their backs upon the goodness of God. They have turned their backs and take and embrace darkness. Yes, and so we find that Isaiah, when he saw the glory of God, he had to confess, yes, woe is me, he said, I am undone, unclean lips, he had, because he was speaking the language of the kings that were now ruling at the time. He was speaking the language of the backslidden children of God. At the time. So he was no example for all those people. So the entire nation had gone into sin because of the four kings that were ruling at the time. And he was afraid to cry out and tell the people that they must repent. But he found pleasure in eating at the king's table. Not like Daniel. Daniel refused, although he was a servant. Yes, a servant of the king. He refused to eat at the king's table. He refused to drink wine. But sad to say, Isaiah, friends, was influenced by these four kings. This is happening in our world today. The kings that are ruling the different nations of this world, all the things that they're offering, darkness and wickedness and death. That's what they're offering to a world that is tumbling over each other. When we listen to what is happening on the radio, on the television, when we see and when we hear all these various news around us, we find that people are tumbling. They know not what to do because they're all walking in darkness. And today, friends, I am going to lift up the light of the world, which is Jesus. I'm going to lift up the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, which is light. And I'm going to encourage the people of this world today, all the people of this world. We have some Christians love to say, because I'm evangelical, or because I'm Church of God, or Pentecostal, I have a place in heaven. You better get right with God. Come and do it today, friends, because we are all following the leaders of the world today. We are tumbling over each other. Christians are divided among their each other. Some are saying, I'll follow this king. Another one is saying, I'll follow another king. Yes, friends, we are to follow Jesus. stand up for Jesus and be a soldier of the cross. Lift high the royal banner. You dare not suffer loss. Yes, friends, yes. He's the God of hosts. If you fight in the king's army, you won't be losing the battle. But if you continue to be in darkness and follow the leaders of this world today, you shall walk in the valley of the shadow of death, because all we hear is death, crime, corruption, wickedness all around us today. And God's people, like the time of Isaiah, were in a backslidden state doing the same thing, the same rottenness that Genesis chapter 6 tell us. The hearts of men was deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ, which tells us that we have to love all men. All men, whether you are black or whether you are white, whether you are Pentecostal or whether you are Church of God, whether you are Baptist or whatever it may be, none of those signs will be seen in heaven, friends. The Bible tells us that God is our Heavenly Father. He is the Father of all people, not just for white or for black or for Indian. No, friends, or for Africans. He cares for all, and I so love that. He loves so much that he gave his Son, his only begotten Son, that whosoever, regardless of what nationality you are, regardless of what country you're coming from, whosoever will may come to Jesus. Come ye, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here is God's children in a backslidden state because of two things. One, their leaders, the four kings, had led them into hell. And there is the prophet who is a servant of God, was enjoying the fullness of sin, like many of our ministers today all over the world. They are enjoying the wages of sin, which is death. Death. Many are just having a show. That's about all. They boast about the size of their congregation. They boast about the size of the building that they worship. But then, friends, the Word of God tells me quite clearly we should serve God in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our mind. I am not going to go through this chapter, all of it, because I won't get through all of this. But I want you to know today there is a lot in it that I'd like to share with you. God cares for his people. And I want to encourage all the backsliding Christians today, those who are fighting and dividing churches, those who are fighting and hating each other. The Word of God says we must love and not hate. Yes, friends, we have to love all the people who bear the name a child of God. Whatever church name you may have, that won't take you to heaven. You have to be a son or a daughter of God. And notice what I said, a son and a daughter of God. Yes, friends, we have God's creation. He tells us when he spoke to his Son, the Lord Jesus, and to the blessed Holy Spirit, come, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. And the Word of God says, friends, that he created man and woman, not man and man, but he created man and woman. And so, Christians, you cannot be a man when you're a woman. Woman, you cannot be a man when you're a woman. That's God's creation. You're angling death. That's what you're doing. The Word of God says the people were walking in darkness, and that's the condition of our world today. People don't know God, and so they're all in darkness. Yes, friends, the wages of sin is death. And I would like, there's so much to talk about. Let me take you to Matthew. Let's skip over a little bit. to Matthew, because here we find that Jesus is saying quite a number of things here. Matthew chapter 7. Before I go to 7, I must take you to chapter 4 and verse 16. Let's look back at Isaiah. Isaiah is prophesying and he says, a people that is walking in darkness. Why? Because they were in a vaccine state. And he's looking to the time when the Son of God would come right through the book of Isaiah. Isaiah continued to point the children of Israel, the children of God, and he's pointing to all those who are bearing the name a child or a son or a daughter of God today. He's pointing to us as well. Listen, the Word of God says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, listen, the people which sat in darkness. This is Jesus himself went into the synagogue and they gave him the scriptures to read. The Word of God tells us that he stood up and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Here, Jesus, now over in Matthew chapter 4, is saying, verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, praise God, light is spring up, praise his wonderful name. When this was said, Jesus heard that John the Baptist was preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Turn from your wicked ways. But then, friends, again, a king didn't like the message of John the Baptist, and so he ordered John the Baptist to be placed in prison, like what is happening all over our world today, our brothers and sisters were standing up for righteousness sake in Matthew chapter 5. Yes, friends, the attitude, blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness sake. Yes, we find here that Jesus heard that the king had ordered to cut off John the Baptist's head. What was the message John the Baptist was preaching? And we need some more preachers today, servants of God, to stand up for Jesus and preach like John the Baptist, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the scripture says when they all came out to hear, he told them that they must turn from their wicked ways and bring fruits for repentance. Listen, the scripture says the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. But then Jesus heard the message that John the Baptist's head was cut off. Why? Because he spoke of repentance. He spoke of sin, and sin is death. Yes, darkness comes upon us. The Word of God says in verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, friends, preachers who are leaving the churches, and I'm not talking fairy tale, I'm talking about what I read and what I hear and what I know. Many of our churches today are divided in two. Many have left the church because They don't know whether they are a man or a woman. Many of the ministers have left the church because they are afraid to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to do like John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The word of God says here, friends, from that time when Jesus heard that John the Baptist's head was taken off, the word of God says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother. Today, mother, if you have a daughter that is not walking with the Lord, tell her that she need to walk with the Lord, or else she's going to perish. Father, if you have a son and he's not walking with the Lord, tell him he's going to perish if he's not walking with the Lord. Husband, if you have a wife that is not walking with the Lord, tell her that she need to embrace the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wife, if you have a husband that is not walking with the Lord, tell him. We must tell our unsaved husband, our unsaved wife, our unsaved children that they are going to perish if they don't repent. Let me pause here to say, have you heard the news? How many young people are committing suicide in this old world today? Have you seen on your television how many young people are shooting and killing each other? It was so frightening to see that some dumb people just take their car and hit down people like that. Oh, it's so sad. It is so sad to see that people sitting in a train take out their phone and begin to video a man raping a woman right in front of them. They are seeing the thing live, and so they all laugh. That's where we are. We don't know what is shame anymore. I want you to know, friends, that because you're walking in darkness, you find these things to be funny. We love to see pornography. We love to enjoy it. Oh, yes, we have it in our houses too. Right in our television, we have it. But, friends, the wages of sin is death. And I'm going to come to a close because I would be not able to preach from Isaiah as I would love to. But let me say here, the word of God says, as I repent, yes, and God was able to use him. I like that. Yes, today, if you're a Christian and you're following our leaders that are all over the world today, leading their citizens astray, to serve the demons, devil. Many don't know Satan is called a dragon. He's called a serpent, and he's demonic as well. And we have so many people, our business leaders of our business places, in our schools, in our churches, in our homes. There are people that are serving demons, and we have to be careful. We're walking among them day after day. They have decided to destroy families. They have decided to destroy young people, both girls and boys, young men and young women. Look at the toys, parents, that you are buying and giving to your children. They are demonic. There is no beauty in them. It's the ugliest thing to look at. That's what your children are looking at, both video games and on their telephone, their phone, cell phone, as the smartphone. and the smart television, we have to be so careful. But here the Word of God says, the people that sat in darkness had seen a great light. In closing, friends, let me say here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son says, I am the light of the world. Would you follow him today? I want you to understand, friends, that God is light. His Son, Christ Jesus, is light. Let me take you over to John chapter 3 and 4, or before, I would have loved to take you to Matthew chapter 5, which tells us that all of us who bear the name of Christ are the salt of the earth. It's our business to preserve this world. We are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. Neither do men light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father which is in heaven. As God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Closing, he says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Today, friends, who is your God? Is the politicians your God? Yes. All the politicians are putting their heads together all over the world to exercise how powerful they are. Last, let me say here, do you notice nobody is speaking all much about God, the acts of God? They don't bother to say that anymore. They speak about the signs and all these various things that are happening. Yes, friends, but I want you to know you better open your eyes and you better get right with God. Come and do it now. Yes, the floods that we are having, the earthquakes we are having, the tornadoes we are having, the volcanoes we are having, the hurricanes we are having. Have you ever seen any like these now that we are seeing today? The Word of God says that evil and adulterous generation seeketh for a sign. In the last days, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Have you ever listened to the foreign stations? Yes, friends, you need to tune in and hear what is happening. There is more wars going on around the world today than you know about. So many wars, killings. There are so many dying of hunger and starvation. Yes, so many committing suicide. Yes, we must turn our hearts to the Lord. Like Isaiah, who realized that his lips were unclean. Yes, friends, we talk filthy things. Oh, yes, we find it on the television. We find that the sweet people that are watching and listening on television, they do find excuse for cursing bad words. The children are hearing them and seeing them. And so because of that, children and adults are now cursing and swearing because they are seeing it and hearing it daily. Why? Because we have turned our backs upon God, and so we are walking in darkness. We are following Satan. He is the prince of darkness, the prince of death. Yes, he's a dragon. Yeah, he's a serpent. And friends, he destroy the hearts and lives of people because he is for death, darkness. accept Christ, who is the light of the world today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Mother and father, you're having problems in bringing up your children because they are now becoming demonic. Yes, they don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. They don't know whether they're a man or a woman. They're all confused because they are following the leaders of their country, wherever, whatever country they may be. Yes, friends, follow Jesus Christ. Follow me, says Jesus to the disciples, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and you shall walk in light and not in darkness. And stop killing each other and stop hating each other. Oh, friends, these leaders of the world today are creating division among us, whether we are black or white. We are precious. My Bible tells me, friends, that all are precious in the sight of God because He creates all things. He loves all men, for God so loved the world. All people, whatever nationality you are, the God that we serve, love all men. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this portion of scripture today from Isaiah. Isaiah had his eyes on these four kings who had led God's people astray. And he too partake of the sin that was around him. He speaks with unclean lips. Yes, friends, he was in darkness as well. But today I am so thankful for the word of God says that he saw the glory of God. Praise his wonderful name. Today, friends, do you want to see Jesus? Do you want to have fellowship with him? He is saying to you, whether you are a senior citizen or you're a young person, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer, whether you're a barrister or a politician, I want you to know, friends, you better get right with God. Come and do it now and embrace Christ Jesus. Listen to the message of John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Listen to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you for your sins. Come unto me, he says. Come today. Come and find life. Yes, friends, the children of Judah, oh, what promises they got from Isaiah after he found the fellowship with the God that he was called to serve. Today, friends, you too can serve him. You too, if you are in a backslidden state, can serve him if you only convince. Listen, Isaiah said, oh, I'm a man of unclean lips. Likewise, the people who he was called to minister to. Likewise, the kings that were ruling over those nations. They were unclean kings. Yes, leading the people astray. Today, come to Jesus and find life in him. Heavenly Father, what we learn today is so little of the message that Isaiah gave to this nation that had turned their backs upon God. But what I like is that Isaiah continued to tell them that the God of the world has his hands outstretched and is willing to forgive them for all the things that they have done. They don't need to walk in darkness, but they can have the light of life. Yes, they can have fellowship in walking with Jesus, fellowship with God. God is light. His Son says, I am the light of the world. Oh, stop tumbling over your problems. Stop tumbling over the evil that comes to your thought. I want you to know, friends, today, that that evil thought that is in your heart and your mind, yes, God knows it. He knows what you're thinking about today. The evil, yes, but come to him and find life. The Word of God says you become a new creature in Christ. The old things will be passed away before all things become new. And lastly, friends, those of us who bear the name a Christian, but you're in a backslidden state, you are following our leaders that are leading us straight to hell. Let me tell you, we need to follow Jesus. Become a fisher of men for Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling men and women, boys and girls, to come and know him and have fellowship with him today. Father, breathe upon those that have heard this message today. Oh God, there is much more to say from this portion of Scripture. We're so thankful for the book of Isaiah. Oh, tell us about the Messiah that would come and bring peace. Yes, we are so thankful that he did come. Oh, and he paid a price upon the cross of Calvary that all men and women, boys and girls, can find life in him. He paid it all. Yes, by shedding his blood upon the cross of Calvary. But I'm so thankful today, friends, that the Word of God tells me that the God that we serve raised his Son from the dead. And today he's at the right hand of God, his Heavenly Father. Yes, friends, Jesus is not dead. God is not dead. All the people that you are serving, they are going to die. And if they are walking in darkness, they are going straight to hell, as plain as that. And I want you to understand today that you can walk in the light with Christ Jesus and with his Heavenly Father, which is God. Father, move now upon our young people that are committing suicide. Some are so fearful they are locked away each day. Some are so fearful they don't know how to share what is happening to them. Some become involved with demons, or they don't even know what to do. But God, the things that they do, they continue to say they are hearing things, telling them in their head what to do and what not to do. Yes, friends, that's the job of Satan, the prince of the darkness of this world. Yes, find Christ, who is the light of the world today. Move, we pray, in the adults, the husbands and the wives, not knowing what to do. Lord, you are calling them today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, you don't know how to face tomorrow. You don't know what to do. Yes, friends, he knows what to do. If you but only turn your life over to him today, the Word of God says, you'll become a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. Come to Jesus now. Father, save souls, we pray today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen.